I think the message now will get out very clearly to Iceland and Faroes that the EU, and I'm quite sure Norway will do similarly, that they are serious and that they're not going to keep accepting this carry-on from Iceland and Faroes of acting in such a reckless and irresponsible manner and catching, increasing their share from less than 6% up to 46% in the space of 3 years.
And how comprehensive are those proposed sanctions?
They're not as comprehensive as we want, but the bottom line is that the proposals are made now. The European Parliament and the Council of Fisheries Ministers will have to deal with these, and the same as the Council had to deal with the tax and quotas, the Parliament and the Council will now have to deal with these proposals. And I'm hopeful with our MEPs, and in particular with Patrick O'Gallagher there, who's very much involved in this issue, that we can actually strengthen these proposals from the Commission, and that they will be ready and available before the mackerel fishery starts again in May up in Faroes and in the Iceland.
And is the political will there to follow this through?
Well, we will certainly be doing everything in our power to actually do that. Certainly from an Irish and from a UK and Scottish point of view, the will is there. I hope that we can manage to get all the other member states on side in relation to this. But at least this is a very important step by at least producing the proposal, which now can be debated and discussed, and hopefully will be fast-tracked both in the European Parliament and in the Council of Fisheries Ministers.